I'd just like to start by thanking each and every one of you for being here. You didn't have to be here, you chose to be here, you paid your $2, and we are forever grateful. What you guys may not realize by being here today, though, is you may have saved the life of your best friend, a family member, or possibly yourself. So thank you for being here today. We are extremely grateful for having you. Thank you. John was extremely special. John's final year here at St. Teresa, we played 85 basketball games in one season. Most individuals don't play 80 basketball games in the 4 to 5 years that they attend high school. In that final year, we went 76-12, I think it was. In 8 of those games that year, we lost to this team sitting right over here. The reason I bring this up is that no matter how many times we had to play that team, this two-time loss of champions, this team never gave up. And that was the epitome of John's class and character. And the 8 guys that was on Jonathan's team knew as long as Jonathan was there, we had a chance. And that's what I'll always remember about Jonathan, was his class and his character. And I thank you again for coming.
I was John's head coach for his whole high school career, and I remember seeing John in grade 9. And I did a lot of recruiting back then when I worked here. I worked here for 13 years. And when John came in grade 9, I was like, wow, I can't wait until he gets up as a senior. I didn't wait that long. I called him up in grade 10. He was that good. One story I'll just be brief that I want to talk about with John. When John went all the way through and he stayed for his 5th year, I was so happy that he stayed for his 5th year because I was like, wow, I get to coach him one more year. In those games that Coach Rader was just talking about, there wasn't a tournament that we didn't go to, and we had scouts at every single tournament walking up to us saying, can we talk to that young man? And I'd be like, his mom and dad are sitting right there. You can go talk to them. And then after that, it was just a section of scouts at games. He was that good. I remember one tournament in particular was up in Lindsay. We were the defending champs, so we went back the final year. And that was our final year that we played like 85 games. Coach Gregory and I were talking, and we almost got divorced because we were away with basketball so much. Our wives didn't like that too much. But we were dedicated coaches back then, and they were dedicated players. They would meet me in the morning when I opened the school at 6 a.m., and they would do that on their own when we didn't even have scheduled practices. They would run from the school down to the bay and back to work on their cardio. They would run the stairs at the sports center until they couldn't breathe. That's how much of a dedicated team this was, led by John. I remember this one tournament, IE Weldon. We did our recruiting. There was a kid that was being scouted by all of these schools in the States. And of course, we faced them in the semifinals. And John said to me, don't worry, coach, I'm going to eat that guy up. John scored 34 points, 12 rebounds in that game. We won by like 30. We get home, and I was a caretaker here at the school. John liked to hang out in the caretaker room daily and just talk with me. He was one of the coaches in this area. He wasn't just a player. He was a coach. He opens up the Toronto Star paper, and he sees that kid in the paper from Barker. And John said to me, that should be my picture in the paper. That's when I knew I had one great leader. So my story from this is John was an unbelievable basketball player, great person. I will miss him dearly. So my story is this. If you need to talk to someone, talk to anyone. John would always talk to me. I was a caretaker at this school, and I thank him always. He was a friend after he was done basketball. He'll be a friend forever. And one quick shout out I wanted to do, Dave Bray was a big part of our team for all of those years too. He was also a coach of our squad, so I wanted to thank Dave for all he did too. I just want to thank everybody for being here today. Strong Red John forever. Thank you.